Okay, we're on the bottom of the last line of Kavvav Amud Aleph. Levi Ikla Lahu Asra. Levi was visiting this certain town. So Asa Gavra Lekame. This guy came up to him. Amar Lei, the guy said to him, Kavan Panya. So this Ploni was Kavami. So lo haviyada my kamarle. But Levi didn't understand what the guy meant. He didn't know what the word kavan means. So he just heard the guy say Ploni was kavan mean, but he didn't. What does that mean? So atashal be medrusha. So Levi came and he asked the base medrash, what does that mean? So the gears of the bachas amru le. They told him in the base medrash gazlan amarlach. The guy was telling you that somebody stole from him. Where do you get that from? Dichsiv, the word kava, has the connotation of stealing. As we find in the Tocha that the Navi gave to Klal Yisrael, that and he told them, Hayikba Adam Elohim, that they weren't giving Meister. It says that when a person doesn't give Meister, it's like he's stealing from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the word hayikba adam, yikba kava, is lashon stealing. The Gra used to say that that's another pshat in the Maimer says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to ask the person of 120 years, kavata itim l'torah. Right? It's a simple pshat, is, I mean, very set times for learning. But the kava can also mean stealing. It means that you steal times for learning. In other words, if you have 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there, you try to hop around whenever you can and steal time to try to find times here and there to learn. Also, unless you know from stealing. Okay, see Rashi. Kavan ploni, gazlani ploni. Okay, ploni stole from. Back to the Gemara. Amale rava mi barnish, shel ravashi. I havai hasam. So he said, you know, if I were there, you know, if I was in Levi's place and some guy would have come up to me and sent something like that to me, like Kavan Planya, and I wouldn't have known what it meant. So I would have asked him some questions and then I would have figured out what he meant without having to go to the Beis Medrash and find out, right? Havaminale, I would have asked the guy, Heichi Kavach, Vemai Kavach, Vamai Kavach. I would have asked him, you know, these questions. How did he cover you? And with what did he cover you? And why did he cover you? And then, Mimele Hava Yadina, and then when he would have answered me these questions, I would have been able to figure out pretty much what the guy meant. What about Levi? V'ihu, why didn't Levi do this? Because V'ihu, Savar Levi held that maybe Milsa Di Sura Kamarle, that maybe Kavan, the Kavana was something to do with Erva. And Mimele, it wouldn't have been shayach to ask him with what or how. Those questions would have sounded ridiculous. So therefore, he left it and went to the Beis Medrash and found out. Rashi b'ma kavanuch ha-meister v'atruma atem kavimoti, that they're stealing from Hashem kilu by not taking meister. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Lo hava yada Rabbanan. Rabbanan didn't know my serugin. What does it mean, serugin? It's a Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel over there, that somebody who reads the Megillah, serugin is Yosef. They didn't know what that word meant, serugin. Shamua the Amta de Bei Rebbe. And so one day they heard the Shifcha of the house of Rebbe, the Chazasnu, Rabbanan, the Havu Aili, Piski, that he saw, she saw the Rabbanan, they were going into the Beis Medrash piece by piece. So it was in groups, not all at once. So Amr Lahu, so she said to them, Ad Masai, Atem, Nichnasim, Serigan, Serigan. Says, how long are you going to enter like this in separate groups? So then they put them two and two together as, I guess it means, group piece by piece, group by group, and then they understood that reading the Megillah and Serugin also means with breaks in between. Like you read a little bit and break, or read a little bit more and break, and that's what it means. Lo have yad rabbanan my chaluglugos. They didn't know what chaluglugos is. This is from a Gemara in Yoma, where they bring the Kohen Gadol 7 days before the Avoda of Yom Kippur, and they keep him, separate, and they keep him away from eating things that are the things that might bring to Tuma. And one of the things is over there, Chaluglugos. So they didn't know what that meant. So Yom Echad, Shamu Alamsa the Rebbe. Again, one day they heard the maidservant of Rebbe. The Chazes, Dlahu Gavra, she saw this guy, the Mevadar Par Pechine, that they saw that he was spreading around this certain vegetation or whatever called Par Pechine. So Amrale, he said to her, she said to him, the maidservant said to this guy, Amatayata mefazar chaglugogecha. So how long are you going to sprinkle or whatever your parchine in this case was the chaglugogecha? And therefore they understood that this parchine that was just mentioned over there in the Yomar that the Kohen Gadol doesn't eat is also this type of herb or whatever it is. Lo havayana rabbanan my salsaleha usarama mecha. They didn't know what this word selsaleha means in the pasuk. Yom echad shamu al amsa de Rebbe. One day they heard the maidservant of Rebbe again. The hava samra the lahu gava. She said to this guy, the hava kamahapech pisare, that he was playing around with his hair, curling his hair, or whatever. Amrale, she said to him, Ad Masai Yatam Misalsel Bisarech, how long are you going to misalsel with your hair, turn your hair in and out or whatever? So then they understood that this word means to turn it in and out or whatever. And therefore in the Pasuk, Silsalev Sramamecha means that there's someone who turns in and out like the Torah and looks into searches for the secrets of the Torah, that raises the person up. Okay, the Rabbanan didn't know. Lo hava yad Rabbanan my v'titesiha b'matatei hashmad. They didn't know what that meant. Yom echad shamua lamsa de Rebbe. Again, they saw heard the maidservant of Rebbe. The hava samra lechaverta. She was saying to her friend, shkuli tatia tatisa v'tate besa. Take the broom and sweep the house. So then they understood that titatia b'matateh means to sweep. And the covenant on the pasuk is that Hashem's going to sweep with the broom of destruction. It's talking about Bavel. It's going to be cleaned up of all the people there and the wealth and everything in it. It's going to be swept away. Lo hava yada rabbanan mai hashlech al Hashem yavcha v'hu yichal kalecha. They didn't know what it means. The pasuk, throw on Hashem Yahavcha, your Yahavcha, whatever that means, v'hu yichal kalecha, and he will sustain you. Didn't know what that meant, this Yahavcha, what does that mean? So I'm a Rabbi Barbarchana, Yom Echad, Hava Azlina, one day, he says, I was going, Bahadi Yahu Taya, with his Arab merchant, Hava Dareina Tuna, and I was carrying a load, so on my back. So Amar Li, and this Arab said to me, Shkol Yavich Ushadei Yagamlai, take your Yavich, which was the load, in other words, and throw it on my Gamal, on my camel. So Mela, he understood that it means a load, and therefore the Pshat and the Pasuk is to have Bitachan on Hashem, to throw your load on Hashem, and he'll take care of you. Okay, so see the Rashi's here. My Sarigan, what does Sarigan mean? Shanina b'mish b'migilas, we said, the Kara Sarigan, read it in with breaks, Piski leprakim, she'enam nichnasim yachad, they were not going in at one time, they're going in, they're abundant piece by piece. My chalug lagos, what's that? Shanina b'perakam b'diyoma, koshi v'syamim lo haya ochel, hashum v'chalug lagos, that he didn't eat shum, garlic and his chalug lagos. Parfechine, this is Yerek Shikori or Kakli. Silsalah, that's Chipus of a Hafech b'matmonim shel Torah. The person has to search, go in and out, and look for the secrets of the Torah, the hidden treasures. V'hava derina, Tona was carrying a tuna. No say Masui, he's carrying a load. Okay. New Mishnah. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. The shofar they blow on Rosh Hashanah shel Yael. Tanakam Yael, it should be a horn of like a goat, a certain type of goat. Pashut, which is pretty much straight, not only bent a little bit. Upiv, and its mouthpiece should be mitzupa zahav, should be gold around it in order to make it look nice for kavod and beauty. Ushtei chatzotzros, and these are silver like trumpets, minat tzadim on the sides. So you have the shofar in the middle, and on each side you have a trumpet. The shofar is ma'arich, and the chatzos is makatzos. And then the shofar in the middle blows longer than the notes go, like, extended longer than the chatzos is on the side. Why? Because mitzvah sayom is shofar, because it's Rosh Hashanah. The main mitzvah here is shofar, and the trumpets are just to adorn it. And therefore, the longer sound should be made by the shofar. V'taniyos, when they used to blow on in the Beis Hamikdash for to gather people together on a tainus, so there the shel zecharim, there they would use a ram's horn, which is kfufin, which is bent, upi and mitzupa kesev, and the mouthpiece is lined with kesef, silver, ushtei chatzosos be'emtza, and in the middle were two chatzosos, so therefore you have two chatzosos in the middle. And we're going to see the shofars on the side. And since you have a middle, so you must have the side. So on each side there was a shofar. So here it's the opposite. Shofar is mekatzer. The shofar on the two ends blew shorter, and the chatzotzos marichos, and the chatzotzos in the middle, they would blow longer because here it's the opposite as before. Here mitzvah sayom chatzotzos. The main thing is to gather people to get into to daven on a fast day. So since the ikker there is the chatzotzros, and therefore the sound of the chatzotzros were longer than that of the shofar. Okay, shave hayovel the Rosh Hashanah. So we mentioned before that also on Yovel they blow the shofar as well. Okay, shofar shel Yovel, Yom Kippur of Yovel year, they blow the shofar to free the slaves, etc. So the Mishnah tells us that the Yovel is the same as Rosh Hashanah, legavei tkiyah, that just like, as according to the Tanakhama, like we saw before, that just like on Rosh Hashanah, we're supposed to blow with a straight horn of Yael. So too, the Tanakhama held that the gzira shava for the word shvi, 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 that all whatever applies to one applies to the other. So just like on Rosh Hashanah, they use a straight goat's horn, so too on Yovel, we use the same thing. That's how it's Shavel Tkiyah. And also the Gabe Brachas, and on Rosh Hashanah, we have nine Brachas. We have the regular, we have the three, and then we have also Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And so too on Yovel, we have the same Brachas as well. That's the Brachas. Rabbi Yehuda now argues, and he says no. He says on Rosh Hashanah talking b'shel zecharim, that you're supposed to use actually a ram's horn, which is bent. Okay, ubiyovlos b'shel yelim, and on Yovel yael. So as we're going to see, besides using a different horn, we see that he doesn't hold by this gzeira shava, because we saw before this gzeira shava. Whatever applies to one applies to the other. So if Rosh Hashanah is one way, you do on Yovel is also that way. But here we see the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like that. First of all, he holds that the horn is a different horn that you use. And also, he doesn't hold by the Gzeir Shava, because he holds you use a different horn on Yovel than you do on Rosh Hashanah. Okay. See Rashi. Mishnah. Rashi on the Mishnah. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yael Pashut. Mefarish Taima. The Gemara is going to explain why. The media tefillah by Pshitas. Because when it comes to tefillah, you should have something straight, something Pashut. A Ya'el is a Steinbach, this is like mountain goat. Upiv mitzupezav, the mouth is with the gold around it. Bishel Mikdash Kamar, talking about in the Mikdash. Shofar Marich, the shofar sound is longer. La'achar shechatzosos poskim tkiyasan, after the trumpets stop the blowing, they're finished, the sound. Yishma kol shofar, you can still hear past that extension the sound of the shofar. V'tanios, namrina v'sechasinus, tiku akonim tiku, the konim blow on tainus. Bishel Zcharim, the Tanakh Kamel, there you use a bent horn, ayalim, of a ram, ustaman kufim, and usually it's bent. Ushtei chatzotos b'emtza, and two chatzotos in the middle, that's on a tainis. Shushnei shofros lehen, echad mikan vechad mikan, therefore it's, if the chatzotos are in the middle, therefore it means that each side is the shofar, in the middle are the chatzotos, v'hein b'emtza. Shemitzvah sayom bechatzotzos, because on a tainis the mitzvah of the day is to use chatzotzos. The leknufya bealmani, because just to gather people together. But called knufya bechatzotzos, it's always bringing people together with chatzotzos. Tichsiv, as we see in Bemidbar, it says vayu lacha lemikra eda, to call the people together. Shave ayovel Rosh Hashanah litzkiya, and it's the same. Whatever applies to one applies to the other. By the blowing, bipshutin, as Rashi said, with a straight horn. Ve'afal gav d'tchiyaso b'yoyvel lo l'tfila, v'lo l'zikaron, el l'siman shiluach avadim, v'ashmatas mechiras ksados. Even though you'll say that yovel is a different purpose, you're not, okay, Rosh Hashanah, we understand, let's say it's how you need this pshitas because of the tfila, but yovel is not for, there's a different reason, v'chlal, it's not for tfila, it's for Stephen, for sending away the slaves and the ashmat of the field. Afilu hachi, kinder Rosh Hashanah, by lemeir. Still, you have to do like we do on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Damrina la, l'gzera shava. Kamrina la, l'gzera shava. We have a gzera shava, shvi, shvi, in the last parak here, and therefore it applies to Rosh Hashanah. You have to do the same thing on Yovel. But labrachas, the by lemeir, martesha brachas, v'yom ha-kipuri, mishel Yovel, the same as you do on Rosh Hashanah with malchus, zichonas, and shofar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he said, time of Farsh Gemara is going to be explained in the Gemara. Ube Yovlos, Bishel Yaelim, on Yovel, use a Yael, and Xer Shava Lo Gamer, like we said. He doesn't hold by the Xer Shava, and that's why it's a different horn you use for Rosh Hashanah Yom and for Yovel, because he doesn't hold by the Xer Shava. Okay, see the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Levi. Mitzvah Shel Rosh Hashanah, Vishel Yom Kippurim, Bikfufin, Vishel Kol Hashanah, Bipshutin. So Levi held the mitzvah to blow on the shofar Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur of Yovel, right? Big fufin with a bent. Both of them you should use a bent horn. The Shekol Hashanah, which is for the tiniest, that's when you should blow bipshutin with a straight horn. Okay, and the reason why it's different on a tiniest, there should be a difference between the tkiyos which are deraisa and those which are just derabbanan. Okay, the Gemara asks, how could Rabbi Levi hold in Rosh Hashanah you blow with a bent horn? Ivatnan, we saw in our Mishnah, Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah Shel Yael Pashut, that on Rosh Hashanah you're supposed to use a straight horn of a goat. So how can he hold that you use a bent horn on Rosh Hashanah? Gemara answers, Hu Damar Ki Ay Tana. He's holding like this, Tana, the Sanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Yutokin, Mishel Zcharim Fufin, Rabbi Yovlos Mishel Yaelim. This is also the Rabbi Yehuda we saw in our Mishnah as well, right? That you use on Rosh Hashanah Dafka bent horn. So Levi's holding like Rabbi Yehuda that on Rosh Hashanah you Dafka use a bent horn. Okay, so we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda, right, he said Rosh Hashanah use a bent horn. Ubi Yovlos Bishel Yaelim use a straight horn. Again, so Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw in the Mishnah, does not hold by this Gzira Shava. Therefore, we have a different horn for Rosh Hashanah and for Yom. Okay. So the Gemara asks, Vilei Mehil Kosak Rabbi Yehuda. Well, if that's the case, if basically Levi is holding use a bent horn, he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda, so why doesn't he just say the Lacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? More answers, no, because he amar hilchas like Rabbi Yehuda, havamina filu shel yovel nami k'Rabbi Yehuda sfirale. Kamash malan, because if he would have just said straight out, halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, I might think he holds completely like Rabbi Yehuda. And that is that Rabbi Yehuda, as we know, does not hold by this gzera shava. We said he holds a separate thing on Rosh Hashanah, as use a bent horn, and the dafkan yovel use a straight horn, but he doesn't hold like that. He holds, therefore, a combination between like our Tana Kama and Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda. On the one hand, he holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're supposed to use a bent horn. But unlike Rabbi Yehuda, who does not hold by the Gzera Shava, and therefore he holds you should use a straight horn on Yovel, he held that did hold by the Gzera Shava. And what you use on Rosh Hashanah, you should use on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Therefore, he held you should use a bent horn, like Rabbi Yehuda, on Rosh Hashanah, but he held by the Gzera Shava, and therefore you should use also the bent horn on Yom Kippur as well. B'mai kamiflagi. So what is the what's far are Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama and our Mishnah arguing it? That the Tanakhama says you'd bent horn, a straight horn on Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Yehuda said you use a bent horn. So Mar Savar is Rabbi Yehuda. He held the reason why you should use a bent horn on Rosh Hashanah is because by Rosh Hashanah kama de kaif inish daite tve mile. The more a person has feels like subdued or whatever on Rosh Hashanah, is bent over literally. So he's that's better. And on Yom Kippurim, where the tkiyah is not for that, but rather to call for the freedom of slaves or whatever. So therefore, kama de pashid inish daite tve mile. The more the person is straight, is it's better. But that's Rabbi Yehuda. But the Mar Savar, the Tanakhama held that for Rosh Hashanah, kama the Pashitinish daite tve mile. No, it's better on Rosh Hashanah to have a straight das. Ubetainis, we'll see why, and Rashi is going to explain. Ubetainis, kama the kai finish daite tve mile. On Tainis, the more you're bent over, das is like a bent over das, that's Machni himself, that's better for tefillah and tshuva, etc. And therefore, you should use a bent one, dafka and tiny. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Gemara. Vishel kol hashana, that's referring to in tinyus. Kol hashana. Kamash malan, but Rosh Hashanah, islay the Rabbi Karab Yehuda, he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda. But on Yovo, leislay, he doesn't hold. Why? Mishum gzereshava, because Lemaisa Levi does hold by the gzereshava. What applies to Rosh Hashanah applies to Yovo. But my kamiflugi, what are they arguing? Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Kama de kaif inish. So Rabbi Yehuda held, you use a Rosh Hashanah bent one because the more a person's das is bent over on Rosh Hashanah, it's better. B'tfilaso, b'fanav, kavushin la'aretz, that's tvei, that's adif. Right on that, during davening that you're like bent over, your face is in the ground, that you feel like lowly, whatever, that's better. V'hayu einai v'libi sham, as we see the pasuk in Malachi. Hilkach, therefore, but Rosh Hashanah, the tefillah, the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah is tefillah, l'hazkir akedus Yitzchak, so baba'ina nakfufin. Therefore, it's better to have this bent horn. Ubiyoblos, shehein likro dror, and there it's to call freedom, so it should be, it's better, it should be pshutim, ba'ina pshutim. Gzereshava lele, again, he doesn't hold by this gzereshava. Kama, Rabbi Yehuda, right? Kama de pashit etfei adif. The more the straighter, the better. That was Tanakama. Mishum nisal levavenu el kapayim. Therefore, for davening, it's dafka. He lift up our hearts with his hands. So it's better to have like a straight horn. Hilkach for Rosh Hashanah v'pshutin the tefillah havas. Who, since it's for tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, better to have a straight horn. Udi Yom Kippurim nami mishum deshavye b'gzereshav. And as we said, even though Yom Kippur Yovel maybe doesn't make so much sense as we saw before to have it bent, to have it the straight. But we have, actually it doesn't make sense, but here we have Gzereshav anyways, according to the Tanakhama, and therefore we have to use the same thing. With Tanios, the Kanufia, Loich Patlan, and we don't care about what we do on the Tainis, we have Dina and Kfufim Lekera, and therefore we do, there should be a difference between the Derais and Urbana, like we said before, therefore we do the different one, the bent one. With Rabbi Levi, Islay, Karab Yehuda, and as we saw before, Rabbi Levi, he held like Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand, Dilat Fila Bayin and Kfufin, he held that this idea is better to have this bent thing when it comes to Tfila, and therefore in Rosh Hashanah he said you should have a bent one. But Ubiyom Kippurim, Sviolay, Deshave, Hayoy, Vala Rosh Hashanah, Kedarabana. But he did hold, unlike Rabbi Yehuda, who didn't hold by Gzereshava, he did hold by the Gzereshava, and therefore, just like in Rosh Hashanah, there to have bent, so therefore, because of the Gzereshava and Yovel, you should also have bent. Hilchach Tavayu Bayin and Kfufin, therefore, both of them use a bent one.